Let's talk a little bit about metastatic disease. And to begin, maybe you can reflect a little bit about the psychosocial issues involved in that first visit when a woman confronts metastatic breast cancer. Now, most of the time, these women have been diagnosed previously with primary breast cancer. A lot of them have received adjuvant therapy with chemotherapy, maybe endocrine therapy, maybe trastuzumab, and now the tumor has come back in spite of those adjuvant therapies. What's the usual mood in the exam room when this is discussed, and how do you see patients sort of coping with this?
Patients feel very frightened, oftentimes saying, I skated through the first time. I'm not sure that I'm going to get through this next time. I'm scared this is going to take my life this time. If it's a new recurrence, a local recurrence, it's much easier to swallow because we're usually looking at surgical management. If they had a lumpectomy with radiation, now we're looking at mastectomy with reconstruction. But if we're looking at this disease having returned to a distant site and we're dealing with metastatic disease, the look on her face is one of devastation. Usually these women have previously, from having been down this journey with breast cancer, have a pretty good grasp as to what it means when it goes on to another organ, and that we aren't dealing anymore with the ability to use the word cure, that we're looking at the word control. I try to give an analogy to patients of diabetes, which is a very familiar chronic disease. If a brittle diabetic didn't take their insulin every day, after 3 to 4 days, they would be dead. And we don't always realize that. So I said, so we're going to have you on some type of medication long-term, that you'll always be taking something for the purpose of getting this disease in control and keeping it in control for as long as is possible. Never saying we'll make it go away, because we can't, and we know that. Those are the miracle patients, and they're few and far between when we see total clinical response and pathologic response, particularly to distant disease. Providing them and their family support so that they have a grasp of how much time are we talking that they may have ahead. Some women come in and the disease has just ravished their body very quickly, and then we're looking at a much faster track and getting hospice involved. Even if we're looking at a 6 to 12 month time frame, still getting hospice involved early on, I think, is very valuable for the patient and for the family. For women that have a local spot, perhaps it's bone that can be radiated and hopefully get it into control, having her paired up with one of our survivor volunteers who also is dealing with stage 4 disease and is fairly stable with her stage 4 disease is very helpful. You know, that camaraderie of being able to spend time in private with someone else who really is in your body, is living what you're living, I think is awfully important. The biggest challenge I believe that we have today is the timing of when do we say, let's stop aggressive treatment and let's switch to palliative care. That is a tough, tough, tough call. And I think it's painful for the physician. It's painful for the nurse. It's very painful for the patient. Family members may be pleading with you, please don't do this, as if we're punishing somebody. And it really is just a matter of being realistic and wanting to make sure that the remainder of her life is good quality and not spent in treatment that isn't working. We're not doing her any favors by giving her more and more and more chemotherapy that is just making her sick and not benefiting her in respect to getting this disease in control to give her not only quality of life, but a longer life.